Welcome to Pangea.
It's not Starbucks, but the Pangea Artisan Market and Cafe hopes to attract a similar clientele. Besides its specialty brands of fair trade coffee, the new store in Washington, D.C. also features products handmade by some of the poorest people in the world. Raymond Anavati is an economic director at SEWA, the largest labor union for self-employed women in India.
We also have soft furnishings like cushion covers, bedspreads, table linens, and also accessories, purses, bags, evening bags.
How are you today?
Good.
But what really sets the store apart is its management team, the global organization known as the World Bank. Harold Rosen, project director at the World Bank's International Finance Corporation, which will oversee the new retail operation, says Pangea's goal is to promote socially responsible trade around the world.
It's also a very good way for us to make new partnerships that can help us do the work more efficiently. So we're very excited about it, and it's a very good way for us to become a more active member of the development community.
The World Bank, which has often been the target of protesters who criticize its free market policies for developing countries, says Pangea will help dispel the notion that everything in globalization is bad for poor people. Pierre Tammy, founder of Hagar, a Swiss nonprofit group that helps drug addicts and women sold into sexual slavery, says the project gives people who have been discarded by society a chance to earn a dignified living.
This enhances really the dignity of these women that are known to be of no value because they are on the streets or they are in prostitution and they've been sold for a few dollars. And actually they are able today to make these products and earn a livable wage.
Named after the giant landmass that scientists theorize existed before the continent split apart, Pangea requires its global suppliers to submit to regular inspections and sign commitments to produce goods made without child labor, unhealthy working conditions, or damage to the environment. Millar Sega, VOA News.